I haven't done it.
I went to the game yesterday, but that was all I did.
I'm also excited to be in
Yeah, we didn't. I wore my mask anytime I went to Congress, but out in the thing. It's like 10 times.
Good morning. Welcome to the organizational meeting for 2022. I'd like to ask the deputy clerk to call the roll.
Mrs. Sparatella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick. Dr. Hammond.
Here.
Mr. Hanna.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Here.
Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Mayo.
Here.
Mr. Malter.
Here.
Mr. Mullen.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Shue.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Van Cassel.
Here.
Mr. Van Etten.
Here.
I'd like to ask Mr. Swackhammer to lead us in the invocation and Mrs. Faratella to lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these United States of America and for those who are keeping it safe. We pray for each one of them. We pray for the year coming up that you will guide and direct us in the business we do here at Steuben County. We thank you for each one that's willing to participate. Thank you again. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will now have Judge Roach come up and administer the oath of office to our newly elected and re-elected county legislators. If those who need to be sworn in would please stand.
Morning, folks.
Good morning. Morning.
Here, under false pretenses, I was told I could swear at the legislature.
You do that in private.
Okay. Folks, repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Hilda Lando.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of the legislator of the County of Steuben.
Duties.
The duties of the office of the
legislature of the County of Steuben.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. You're in.
We will now call for nominations for election of a temporary chair.
I'll nominate Scott Van Etten for chair.
This is for temporary chair.
Oh, temporary chair. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'll nominate Gary Swackhammer.
Second.
Any other nominations? Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like nominations for the chair of the Steuben County Legislature.
I'll nominate Scott Van Etten.
Second.
Any other nominations?
This is my
roll call vote. Nominations is closed. A roll call vote, please.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
I have a conflict of interest.
You can vote for yourself. Yes. Mrs. Sferatella.
Yes.
Congratulations. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Let's see, that was Mr. Mullen. Yes. It's Patrick.
Usually.
Like. Okay, we need.
Oh. Yes, you're not legal yet.
I state your name.
I, Scott Benetton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of chair of the Steuben County Legislature.
The duties of office of chair of the Steuben County Legislature.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you.
We do the vice chair first.
Yeah, we'll do
the vice chair first. Nominations for vice chair.
I nominate Kelly Fitzpatrick.
Second.
Second.
Any other nominations? Steve?
Nominate Hilda Lando.
Your second?
I'll second.
Any other? All right, nominations are closed.
Okay. Alex.
Oh,
thank you. Okay. Two, stick to them all myself.
Three, yes.
Where do we do collectors?
Yeah.
Are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Oh, okay. Okay. So I need to designate collectors of the ballots. We do one from each party. So I would ask Mr. Mayo and Mr. Van Castle to collect them when they're filled out.
So we're voting for one of the two?
Yes. You're either voting for Ms. Fitzpatrick or Ms. Lando.
Wonder if you don't want to vote for either.
Do it right in.
Blank ballot.
Pardon me?
Sorry. Turn in a blank ballot. I
okay.
Guess.
Thank you.
Go right in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. The results are Kelly, 9, Hilda, 7. However, your rules of procedure require 10 votes to win. So you're going to do another ballot. So this is ballot number 1. This paper, whatever number.
I don't remember that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
But thank you. You're just saying it's a miscount, you know, throwing her.
It's a rigged election.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Yeah, I guess. What do you want?
Your truck.
Yeah, really.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. They're really good.
Same result.
So that's even number. We have the same results. And we have to do at least 3 ballots. If after the 3rd, then it is whoever receives the highest number.
Chairman?
That goes in there too.
I have a parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
Does the weighted vote come into play on this ballot at all?
No.
We'll try again.
Try again.
Here we go.
Southeastern.
I know, right? Yeah. The southeastern heavies.
Thank you.
We've not really had to worry about that in the past. We haven't had to worry about that for quite a while.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Judge Roach.
Way to start off the new year.
Who was Judge Roach running against? They might have asked on Schwartz.
McIntyre.
Oh, McIntyre.
Ah.
Oh, right. We gotta do it. Gary, do you want to start handing out the new ones now?
I would suggest after three votes, we do a foot race.
There you go. I've got my heels on. I'm ready.
I train for that every day.
That's true. That's true. That would not be fair.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fair.
Three and a half this morning.
Yeah, well.
It's the slowest person. What a simple chase in.
Yep. It's the same. Nine for Kelly. Six for Helga.
Congratulations, Kelly.
There's a zero, there's a blank one.
As well. Seven. Sorry, my apologies.
Hand
count balance. Yeah, they're accurate. 9-7, excuse
me. And one blank. All right.
One last time.
Oh, I thought that we had it.
That was three.
That was three.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you.
So we don't need to do it three times and then do another one?
Good. Doesn't look like it's going to change anyway. So
we might want to think about changing that. That procedure.
So now we need to do a roll call?
Yes. So first we need appointing the vice chairman of the Steuben County Legislature for a two-year term of 2022 and 2023.
We need a motion and a second.
Second.
Hi, Fred.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Is that a yes vote? Mr. Hanna.
No.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Take your oath.
I, Kelly Fitzpatrick,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Vice Chair of the Steuben County Legislature.
Of the Office of Vice Chair of the Steuben County Legislature.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yay. Kelly, can I have you sign this?
Yes.
Speech.
Thank you, Judge. All right, time for the chairman's speech. This shouldn't take more than 40 minutes. If
second.
All right. Thank you for entrusting me with leading this legislature for the next 2-year term. Who could have known what was ahead of us 2 years ago when I took the chair for the first time? And it certainly has been a challenge for everybody. We owe a huge debt of gratitude to our county manager, his deputy and staff, our public health director and her amazing staff of nurses, our emergency services director and his staff and fire services in the 911 center, the sheriff, his deputies, the COs and support staff out at the jail, and basically all of the other county employees who stepped up and continued serving the residents when nobody really knew what was around the corner. To the ladies to my left who scrambled to figure out how to implement remote meetings, public notices, and all the headaches associated with them, we thank you. For our county attorney, who was only a call or text message away at any time, day or night, for counseling and opinions on how we should handle some of the state's directives and executive orders, we thank you. The success of this county rests on the shoulders of these professionals who do their jobs and serve the people. We're lucky to have them, and we need to do our best to retain them. We are all part-time legislators, but they are full-time professionals that make this entire county operation run smoothly and efficiently. So other than COVID, what do we have to work on in the next coming years? Redistricting is definitely on the pal. With the results of the 2020 census now complete, we need to address the population shifts and the overall decline of population in our county. Redistricting is something that is looked at every 10 years, but we haven't done anything about it for the previous two censuses. That means 30 years with no change. We need to make changes this time. The goal of one person, one vote is an important metric, and we need to work hard to achieve that. Should we add legislators? Should we reduce the number or keep the same size? For those of us that went through it 10 years ago, it can be frustrating. Just ask Jack. Folks get territorial and we want to protect their turf. But something needs to be done, and we'll let Chris Brewer lead us this time through the process. I would wish Chris good luck. I'd recommend hard hat, safety glasses, and a therapist on call. EMS is another important issue that we need to face. The status and future of our countywide EMS system is a growing concern. The consultant study verified what most people already knew, that there is a severe resource gap that is growing as our volunteer corps continue to age. There were a number of proposed options that need more detailed analysis. Trying to identify the most efficient, easy to implement, and cost-effective solution should be our goal. We need to include a number of area stakeholders in these discussions in order to provide expert opinions based on their real life experiences. But all final decisions need to be made by this legislature, especially where there's any costs associated with them. The EMS system isn't in a crisis mode yet, but it's damn close. Facilities. The building project we have on docket for this year are extensive but necessary. Relocating Corning's DMV to a more efficient, customer-friendly site will be a huge improvement. Selling the old courthouse on the South Hill and having it developed would be a great add for the city of Corning. As far as the highway and landfill shops are concerned, we focused for years on upgrading and replacing heavy equipment and trucks while our buildings continued to age. When faced with a proposal that up to 6 shops needed replacing, Bob Nichols and I took a road tour to see for ourselves. We challenged Vince's assessments, and we were able to settle on replacing a Curtis shop, a large 10-bay building out at the Mount Washington site, the floor and overhead door upgrades at 2 other shops, renovating a transfer station, as well as new bathroom and shower facility at the Canacadilla Park. By utilizing ARPA funds, we'll be able to complete these projects and assume no additional debt. And then as an accountant, the other important thing are financials. A solid balance sheet is critical for every organization. It's taken years to get where we are, and we need to continue being the stewards of our financial house. Sometimes it takes backbone and the ability to follow through with tough decisions. Selling the county's healthcare facility about 10 years ago wasn't an easy decision to make, but it was the right decision. We eliminated an operation that was losing close to $3 million a year. Given what's happened in the last 2 years, I can't imagine this county still trying to own and operate a nursing home. We have very little debt, and we need to keep it that way. We need to challenge all spending increase requests to ensure that they are absolutely necessary. Our county manager does a great job of saying no on a daily basis, but we need to continue our deep dive budget process and look for trends in government. We are healthy, and unlike many counties, we can afford to weather some storms, but we need to protect that health at all costs. Finally, there are a number of factors that have changed the way we operate as a legislative body. Moving from our old digs across the road to this current location has definitely impacted things. We now use this chamber for all meetings. Committee meetings are no longer space constrained in a separate room, and that means more people, including legislators, can attend. Trying to operate while managing a pandemic has brought its own set of challenges. Though clumsy at first, virtual meetings have allowed more people to attend and take part, but they also mean that we need to be vigilant about having our microphones on whenever we speak. If we don't, then the folks online can't hear the discussions. I encourage everyone to attend as many meetings as possible, to raise your hand and ask questions. Whether you're a member of that committee or not, you have a right to participate in their discussions. It's better to ask questions and learn about matters before they're brought to the full legislature for consideration. And that actually allows time for the county manager, the director of finance, or any department head to research answers for our questions and get them back to us in a timely manner. For our new legislators, we welcome you. You have some big shoes to fill, and we are confident you'll succeed. Don't be afraid to ask a lot of questions. Lord knows I did when I started here 15 years ago. It got to where in committee meetings, Mark Alger would know a question was coming just the way I looked at him. This is going to be a learning process, and that can take a few years. But in the end, I believe you will enjoy working with this group of people for the betterment of our county. Thank you very much. Caucuses of the political parties.
Republicans, we go out that door at Cuesta.
You need a big room.
Need a small one.
You guys can go to the coat closet, Hilda.
Yeah. The coat closet. Hey,
Hilda, telephone booth.
Yeah, there's no sense of going anywhere, right?
Hey, Steve, we're going to stay right here. Yeah, we don't have to go anywhere. Oh, it's temporary chair.
I've only been there once. I never experienced it. So
sometimes you'll like throw something out there. I mean, maybe, but
That's more than one or the other.
It's that 4.5 acre parcel. Not included. Person wants.
You know, these are hard to win. I know, but they're much easier to read. Yeah, I think so.
Gary Harwood says, no, that's got to be in there. Else,
yeah.
I'd really do we're handing out, you know, so tons of
I got that file out this morning.
Yeah. There were quite a few people.
Yeah, the mother.
We're giving them like 4 and 5. Yeah, they were individually. Yeah. I don't see a lot of people without places.
His client, his daughter.
Even at church when you call it.
I don't know.
So I don't know what they would do to from each party.
How does that work?
I read the resolution and they fill in the blank.
Okay.
Okay. Receiving and filing the designation of the majority leader of the Steuben County Legislature.
I'll make
motion.
Second.
This is by roll call?
Yes. Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo. Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter. Everybody votes.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Resolution carries. Congratulations, Mr. Swackhammer.
Receiving and filing the designation of the minority leader of the Steuben County Legislature.
Hilda Lando.
We need a motion and a second, please.
I'll move.
Second.
Horton. Walter.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes. Resolution 4 carries. Congratulations, Mrs. Lando.
Thank you.
And this is going to be introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, recognizing the authority of the chairman of the legislature of the County of Steuben to appoint standing and special committees for the years 2022 and 2023.
Second. Oh, you did. Okay.
Carrie.
Do we need comments and questions, or we just call it the vote? This is by roll call?
Yes. Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Mrs. Faratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 5 carries. Yeah, those. So I had already done these in anticipation of being chair. I had talked to, I believe, all of you about what you were looking for, and I tried to get as many people to have their committees on the same day as possible to save trips, but that's where we'll be for the next 2 years. And for two of you, I mean, we have 6 committees, 5 positions, so it's 30 seats. There's 16 of you, so you can't all be on 2. So 2 of you have one committee each. All right, would the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, regulating the publication of certain official matters.
Second.
Any questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Mayo.
Yes.
Mr. Malter.
Yes.
Mr. Mullen.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Sweckhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Dr. Hammond.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
All right. Resolution 6 carries. The clerk, please read Resolution 7.
Introduced by Mr. Sweckhammer. Designation of official newspaper by the Republican members of the legislature.
Second.
Actually, I think these are roll call or acclamations.
These are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they sign them all.
This is the Corning Leader. The Addison Post gets more circulation than the Corning Leader, I think. All right, this is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
They can see me now.
And you all have to, we all have to sign this before you leave, please. The clerk, please read Resolution 8.
Introduced by Mrs. Lando, designation of official newspaper by the Democratic members of the legislature.
Second.
Comments or questions? No, this is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 8 carries. Anything else to be brought in front of this group? All right, folks, we have committee meetings to start immediately following. We're going to do a picture. We haven't done one in years before everybody leaves.
We should do it up. Have you guys do it up here, up there? We'll take our name tags down.
Do
a
adjourn.
Are we wearing masks or not?
No.
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 Just